Okay, let's summarize. We're going to record this. This is Dave Vellante at the January 22nd, 2008 Wikibon Peer Insight Meeting. The title of the piece is EM Counterpunches with a Haymaker. And here's the summary. On a snowy day in Boston, shocked the storage world with a number that individually represented no functionality, with one notable exception, the inclusion of NAND-based flash memory devices within the DMX4, OEM'd from STEC, ushered in a new era of storage tiering, adding Tier 0 to an increasingly granular offering from EMC. This new class of storage is aimed at highly active database logging and indexing applications, certain financial workloads, and also messaging or simple messaging systems, SMS, although it's unclear that these require a Symmetrics class subsystem. The stealth nature of this announcement had three immediate and significant effects on the marketplace, including one, no leaks means a head start for EMC. This announcement was highly secretive and has given EMC a clear lead on the competition with regard to this functionality. Two, the surprise of this release served to create organic marketing momentum for EMC as competitors, pundits, and writers scrambled to decipher what it was, what it meant, and in the case of competitors, what to say and do about it. The result was an announcement with very little marketing budget, but incredibly high fidelity. Three, in one brilliant marketing move, whether intended or not, EMC has flipped the balance of marketing power from one where EMC was constantly on the defensive, responding to competitive performance and functionality claims, to one in which EMC has matched competitive functionality and upped the ante considerably with the inclusion of an ultra-high-performance tier of storage within DMX. Other enhancements in this announcement included 1 terabyte SATA 2 drives at 7,200 RPM for the DMX4 only, a new gigabit Ethernet channel director with hardware-assisted IPv6 and IPsec encryption, cascaded SRDF, hyper-PAVs, array-based native-compatible flash copy, and very importantly, virtual provisioning, EMC's version of thin provisioning. Of these, virtual provisioning is perhaps the most notable, as 3PAR and Hitachi have enjoyed a lead of many years and months, respectively, over EMC. However, these other enhancements demonstrate incremental improvements to the DMX platform, with the majority of function available for both DMX4s and even older DMX3s. As it pertains to virtual provisioning, EMC has dramatically simplified the provisioning of both fat and thin volumes and appears to have caught up to Hitachi in the simplicity game while setting its sights on 3PAR. Will this announcement have ripple effects across the industry? Yes. IDC's estimates indicate that the worldwide market for enterprise-class drives is approaching $7 billion in 2008. Assuming 4-5% of data are candidates for solid-state disk class performance, this implies the OEM market for STEC and others exceeds $300 million. At a 3 to 4X subsystem vendor markup, the market for Tier 0 class function could exceed $1 billion in the near term. As well, the inclusion of flash-based devices in the DMX may give a boost to standalone vendors such as Texas Memory Systems, who utilize more expensive and higher performance DRAM, but will likely begin to blend in more cost-effective NAND-based devices over time. What does this announcement mean for EMC's major competitors? The Wikimon community believes the competition will be forced to respond, even if to simply have zero capability as a checkoff item. It appears that EMC does not have an exclusive on the STEC technology, which suggests with some microcode work, some spec testing, and other moves to deal with wear levels, competitors, specifically Hitachi, could have a response by year's end. What does this announcement mean to customers in the near and intermediate term? It suggests that tiering continues to become more granular, allowing users to get more out of installed infrastructure. In the case of solid-state disk, customers can take advantage of Symmetrics function, e.g. SRDF, and importantly, thin provisioning, to improve utilization of an expensive resource on Tier 0 devices. Best practices imply turning off read-ahead will accelerate performance and exploit these devices to the fullest. Durability remains an unknown, and users should exercise caution, specifically with respect to the possibility of needing to service these devices frequently. However, it appears that STEC and EMC have conservatively spec'd the durability of these devices. In the case of thin provisioning, IBM appears to be pulling up the rear, and IBM customers must sort out IBM's plans to compete with this functionality utilizing the DS8000 or XIV in the long term. To the extent IBM's customers require thin provisioning, in the near term, considering alternatives may be warranted. The bottom line is this announcement has overnight made EMC substantially more competitive at the high end. Action item. EMC's DMX customers should identify the applications that can benefit from flash-based SSD and begin testing the capability. However, users should be aware that questions remain regarding the durability and, importantly, the serviceability of these devices. Despite being 30x the price of conventional storage, users should evaluate Tier 0 not necessarily based on cost per megabyte, but cost per I.O. Non-DMX customers should wait to understand competitive responses, which should be forthcoming. In and of itself, the inclusion of SSD is not a reason to incur subsystem switching costs. Okay, so thanks very much, everybody. Please check back on Wikibon and go in, look at the pieces, edit them, improve them, and we're on February 5th. Thanks very much.